Simin Shin Yud Sif Aleph through Hey, and we're going to start Zayin. So we're going to stop by Zayin Bez Hashem before the halachas of Muktzah that's found in a pocket, just because it's extremely important and extremely negiah and very common, and I don't think that everybody got up to it, so I want to ensure that everybody will get up to it before we speak about it. Though in the crowd, not sure. No, still part of the crowd didn't get up. Oh. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Shin Yud Sif Aleph, Eitz Shetelim Boidogim, Achal Pishu Mos, Mutal Etatlai, Dikam Le Mukta Machlas Miyaskir, B'Shem and Deshon. We Paskin, the Gemara Paskin, Zom Kufnan Zayin Amar Aleph, there's Machoikis, Tin Ravina Ravacha, Hadin Paskin, B'chol Vashab, the school we Paskin, K'B'Shem and Chutz Mi Mukta Machlas Miyas, Chutz Mi Mukta Machlas Isser, L'Alach we Paskin, Chutz Mi Mukta Machlas Isser, and therefore lahalacha we paskin that mukta machmas mias is not a problem like Rav Shimon. Now the Mechaber paskins like that. He says mutal etaltalei. The question is, what does the Mechaber mean when he says it's mutal etaltalei? Does it mean that it's mutal etaltalei tzorch gufa tzorch makaymai, or is mukta machmas mias mutar afilu micham letzel? So the Bir Halacha brings down that the Prima Gadol is mistapik im dafka tzorch gufa makaymai afilu micham letzel. If you look in Reish Ayin Tes, he also is not machriya really how he paskin. He brings on dad that prima godem etzadil ledas haramba muktamach atmiyus afilu makli in malach leister rak shumoros levad gam kinyan mutar kimas tzorch gufa mekayimai dafka. The Rambam is mashma, he says, from the prima godem says this, that the Rambam is mashma that it's mutar to be metalto a something which is muktamach a kli which is muktamach masmiyus, even if it's a kli shemalach leheter. It's just disgusting. Nevertheless, it's only mutar tzorch gufa mekayimai, not mecham letzel. Agav, the Rabbi Kiv Eger, when he brings down this Rambam, is medayik differently in the Rambam. The lashon of the Rambam is kli hamukta machmas miusay kigay ner yashan shalmet vekli hatoyo vechayyotze bazeh mutar letatla b'shabbes im hutzrich lahen. It's mutar to be metatla if you need it. The Kiv Eger is medayik dafka if your tzorch is the tzorch of the tzorch gufay. Then you're allowed to be metatlin. If it's a tzorch mekayimai, then you have no heter to be metatlin. The only question is, if once you decide in the tzorch gufay that you're going to be metatlin, ken zayin it turns into a heter and you should be metatlin in gansen. Nevertheless, the Rambam was limited at the end of the day, and he only says im hutzrich lahen, and you're not allowed to be metatlin mecham letzel. On the other hand, he brings down akodata ma'or varan mashmat leitzri lekavos hevazel. Mashmoyis of the Baal Mar, the Ran is that it's mutter even mecham letzel b'chero. The random kiveri is madaik that it's only mutter after the guy decides that he wants to use it the first time. It's really, even according to Rav Shimon, something which is mukta machlas miyus you're not allowed to use. Once you decide you want to use it on Shabbos, since there's no migudis katzoy levinash mashes, memela, it's mutter to be able to use in the middle of Shabbos. Once you made that decision to use it, then you'll be allowed to use it, tayle tzerach gufay, tayle tzerach makaymai, even micham letzel. After that decision, then l'chero, that's the pashtus really. Anything which is a klisha malachti v'heter, there's no reason if it's not mukta, why should it not be mutter mecham letzel? What's found in Rambam that it's only mutter tzorch gufa tzorch makayim, it's not mutter mecham letzel? So I thought maybe the pshat is that we saw at the beginning of this month that klisha malachti list, the Gemara comes down to kofchol chimol on the base that klisha malachti v'heter is mutter tzorch gufa tzorch makayim mecham letzel. Klisha malachti l'iser is only mutter tzorch gufa tzorch makayim, not mecham letzel. What's the difference between the two? Says the Meiri, that they matter things which are a tzorach for Shabbos. They matter klish malach leheter in gansen, the tzorach gufa mekayimai mecham letzel, because all these things are a tzorach for Shabbos. When you need the kli for itself, you need to move it on Shabbos, mecham letzel also. Even when you're just taking it to save the kli, you have a chair which is outside and it's starting to rain, and you want to save the chair, you're allowed to bring it inside, because we look at that as a tzorach for Shabbos, because for shal shudas you use the chair. Later on in the day, you'll use the thing. Since it's a tzorach shal heter, we're presumed that later on in the day, you're going to have a tzorach for this thing, and therefore you're allowed to move it. As opposed to klishim lachleister, you're only allowed to move the tzorach gufa, the tzorach mekayimai. Why? Because tzorach gufa is pasha that it's a tzorach for Shabbos. Tzorach mekayimai also, you want to sit down in the chair and sit on the chair. However, mecham letzel, to bring it in from outside, I have a hammer outside, I'm scared it's going to get rusty when it's in the rain, that's not a tzorach for Shabbos. Maybe at the end of the day, I'll use it to crack open my nuts, I'll find the tzorach for it. Yeah, but that's not what it's aimed for. It's aimed to do a melechas iser. I grab it and find something which is not a melechas iser and use that also. That's not what it's aimed for, so I don't look at it as a tzorach for Shabbos to bring it in mecham letzel. It was the same thing by mukta machmas mias. You're right that mukta machmas mias, when we're handling a klisha malach leheter, It's a tzarech for Shabbos when we decide to use the tzarech gufo, the tzarech mekayim, that's a tzarech for Shabbos. But to bring it in mecham the sale on the presumption that you're going to use it later on, the chur is no better off than klish machal etzer, because the practice is the zavar which is most, you're talking not going to use it. If you decide you're going to use it, that's a tzarech gufo, that's mutter. If you want to stay on the chair and you want to move it, that's a tzarech mekayim. But to bring it in mecham the sale, a smach you're going to use it later on, that's fair to say that the tzarech for Shabbos is no different than the klish machal etzer. After that, Pshan the Rambam. La locha la ma'is that we paskin. So it's not clear. Even though the Bir Lacha sends you to the Bir Lacha over there, but the Bir Lacha over there is also not Mechriya. However, the Chur and Mashmois is that he's being Mitzad the Lachol, because he brings down a Rambam, and then he says, Ach, that's the Moe Varan, Mashmois really comes to the He starts off with the Oyster, and then brings down, he ends off with the Matirim, and the Matirim are two as opposed to one. Mashmois is that he's being Noit to the Chur, to be Mekol and Gansan, the Chur, and he's Timas, Dover, Divri, and Mechavar, also that's the Mashmois. Mutil Taltaloi. The Kaimla Muktamach is Miyaskir Bishim in the Shari. The Chura, if it was Aser, Mecham Latzel, Mecham would have to tell you that it's Aser. The fact that he says to Mechura, the Stimus Mashmois of Mechaber is that it's Mutter, not only Tzor Guba Tzor Mekrim, it's also Mutter, Mecham Latzel. That the Halacha Muktamach is Miyas. Sif Beis, says Mechaber, Ein Shum Oichol Tolo Sharoi Lachin Muktam Hashem. There's no Oichol, which is detached from the ground, which is Muktam Shabbos. Everything is Mutter. The tomorrow mishkenim v'shar peres ha'im l'tzchorim mutalechol v'hem v'shabes v'chitum shizor mekarka v'dayim l'shvishu v'itum shidak v'dayim v'girlet mutal tzaltalam. What's the only thing which is asur? Great good v'tzim mukim sh'minich v'sam v'mukta liyavshom asur v'shabes v'shu mukta sh'imasrich et kinim sh'iz yavshu v'kiven sh'yedea sh'yasrichu hisiach daitim hem v'kiven li katarti v'chinu v'yadayim v'lichozu av'mukta. The way that the Mechaber Paskins is the way that the Torah goes, and that's the way that Rashi says Lehedio, even though it's not Mavur in all the Rishonim that you need both of these Tanoim. Nevertheless, Rashi says Lehedio, and that's the way that the Torah Mechaber Paskin, Tanoim, for it to be Mukta according to Rishonim. First of all, you need a Dechib Yadayim. Second of all, you need that Shibi Lechazu. Remelo, Chitin Shazorim Mekarta, there's a Dechib Yadayim, but it's not Lechazu, you can still pick them up. Based on Shazan Zanifrit, for the first few days, there, even though there's a Dechib Yadayim, it's not Lechazu, therefore it's Mukta. The only thing which is really has both. Is Greg is with Timukin. You did it the Chibay Adayim putting on the roof, and the Simnei Kal Masriach, and therefore the Chayro, there it's Aser. Now, what would be before, let's say you put it up right before Shabbat, and for the first 20 minutes of Shabbat, the Takana Masriach. The Chayro, the Pashtus is, that in that case also, it would not be, attack wouldn't be Mukta. There's conflicting Mashmois, I think, in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Tess, it's maybe Mashma that it is, and Sifkat and Yerz, that it is Mukta, and Tess, and Mashma that it's not. The Chayro, if the whole Vart is gebait on the fact that you have the Dechib Yadayim Lechazu, over here it's Chazu. Even though the Dechib Yadayim is done in an oifin that it's going to be Lechazu, until it's Lechazu, then the Chur should be noted in the Chidish Azar Mekarka. Chidish Azar Mekarka also, at a certain point, if they're Mashrish, if they take root, then in a Hanami, they're going to be on certain Shabbos. It is going to be Lechazu. But until it gets to that point, it's not an amount of Lechazu, then it's not, we don't reckon that to be a Neroi, and it's Takamutah. The Shaila is according to Rav Shimon that holds that Eitim Valvanim are also Muktzah. Is that also because there's a Dechib Yadayim Lechazu? Or is it because some of it? You don't have to come up to it. The Pashtus is that even without that it's Muktzah. Because it's something which is Mukka from all Ishtamshas on Shabbos. It has no Ishtamshas, like Lashon Rashi by Mois and Mandal and Mabez. And even if Shimon is not by Mois, the Lechazu Lamidi. Money is not, it's not right for anything, so it has no Ishtamshas. Mamela it's Muktzah. It's not Muktzah because there's the Be'etim of Dechib Yadayim. Even without the Dechib Yadayim, it's something which is Mukka from any Ishtamshas. Has no Ishtamshas on Shabbos, Ramila, it's Lechazim. However, you could say, Al Derech, what Rashi says in Beit on Chavdalan and Beit, Rashi says that something which is Mechubala, and this is the way that we pass it, something which is Mechubala Karka is considered a Dechib Adam even according to Bashim. Something which was Mechubala Karka, you had an apple on the tree, Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos, the apple falls off, or you let it eat the apple on Shabbos. Is it Mukta or not? Says Rashi, even Rav Shimon is going to be matan that it's Mukta. Where's the Dechib Yadayim? Rashi is the Bala, Mor Deshmaita, the one that holds that you need the Dechib Yadayim and Lechazu. Where's the Dechib Yadayim? On that Rashi says, from the fact, from the fact you weren't malakin it, so that's the biggest Dechiyah. You have a passive Dechib Yadayim. How is that? Because by the fact that you weren't malakin it, from the fact you weren't Tzilishin, you didn't attach it, you didn't pick it before Shabbos, that shows that obviously you're not planning on using for Shabbos. You're being Dechib Yadayim. Why? Because there's no way for you to access it. If there's no way for you to access it, so Mamela is going to be out there, it's going to be Nechshav of Dechib Yadayim. How else do you plan on eating on Shabbos? If you don't pick it, then you're showing, I'm not planning on eating on Shabbos. Maybe you could tell me the same thing, but again, to Eitzim Ba'avonim. Eitzim Ba'avonim, they, from the fact, the only way that the Betzim have, they're Lech Chozim. And the only way to make it Chozim is if you're Miyachad it, you turn it into a Kli. Without it, it's Mufka. So the fact that you were Miyachad before Shabbos, that in itself, Ken Zayin is Zichim Yodayim. That I reckon because I haven't turned it into a Kli. I'm being Madche Yodayim by not shaving it into a Kli. Once I'm Miyachad it, it got a Tuzayf both of the things at the same time. I'm Miyachad it, it turns it into a Kli. There's no Zichim Yodayim, Kilo. And it also makes it that it's Chozim. Without that, it's Mamish Leichozu. If it's Leichozu, then it's not a Kli. If it's not a Kli, so then how do you plan on using this thing if it's not a Kli, Bechal? It's only if you decide that you're using it as a Kli, then you can say that it's a. The Pashas is Lechor, you don't have to come on to that. It's Betem, it's Mufka from Mishdamashim. But you could say that it's also Nichol in the same Chiddush of Rashi that Midulele Ktinum Yasmo Dechin, you could say that Beitzim Avonim. However, this Chiddush of Rashi doesn't apply to everywhere. The Lacha is, in Simin Shinud Ches, Sif Beit, that by a behemoth that was not shechted before Shabbos, the halacha is that if there's a chayla on Shabbos, you light a shechta for the chayla. What's the story with somebody who's not a chayla eating it? Is it mukta or not? The chayla going into Shabbos, you have the same time now. There's no way for you to access this meat on Shabbos unless you kill the animal, unless you shecht it. So from the fact that you didn't shecht before Shabbos, that's also should be a mukta according to Reb Shimon. The only problem is that the halacha is not that way. The halacha is hashecha b'shabbos lechayla shinir ches beis bein shechal emesmol bein shechal hayin. Even if it was chal on Shabbos, mutter habari lechal mimenu chay. Even if going into Shabbos, he had no idea that he was going to shecht it. The guy only became sick on Shabbos. Nevertheless, once it was shechted on Shabbos, the person, even somebody who's not a chayla, is allowed to eat it chay. He's allowed to eat it raw. He's not allowed to be mevashalit, but he's allowed to eat it chay. What's the reason why? Rashi says, the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm sorry, the non kaimalon kribshim is less lo mukto. El hecha de dachim yadayim, kigoin ner shezika, lo boit the Shabbos, the chib yadayim. Shalay shalom, boit the Shabbos. Avogabe behemo, lo y dachim yadayim. By behemo, there's no chib yadayim. I, in the chodachi, God will be there, from the fact he's in Shechta. Says the Beit Yosef, no. Pshat is, Ken Zani it is. He really asks the Kashi, because why should it not be we find Rishinim that are makel? Or machmer by Paris that you weren't malakit and are make over and get the shechita. What's the difference between the two? Says Beis Yosef, because it's not the same. I mean, the loy lektinum yetzmol dechinu only passed by something which is very easy to do. Anybody could do it, and it's very easy to do. Anybody could pick an apple off of the tree. The fact they didn't pick it off of the tree shows that you're obviously being doicha biyadayim. As opposed to shechita, not everybody could be sheichet. It's not so simple. It's not easy to be sheichet. Not everybody could be sheichet. So maybe you went looking for a sheichet on Arab Shabbos, you couldn't find a sheichet. No one at 2 o'clock in the afternoon is going to be sheichet for you. So Mamela, that's not considered the chiv yadayim. Because then you were looking for somebody. Fakert, you were planning on using it. Vazomatim, you didn't find anybody. Far foul. But that doesn't mean that there's a chiv yadayim. Mamela in a chanam in such a case, kum toit that together of the chiv yadayim of passive the chiddush of Rashi that a passive the chiv yadayim. Reb Shimon is going to be maskim, that's only the Chiyuv Adayim, which is easy for a person to do. Anybody can do that, then we reckon it to be the Chiyuv Adayim. Kokama, that it's not so easy to be done, then we don't done it as a Chiyuv Adayim, because who says they were talking about Chiyuv Adayim? There's other reasons also why you could be, you didn't have a knife, you don't have a, there's always things that you don't see the Chiyuv Adayim for the fact that it wasn't shechted. He didn't have time to do it. Even the Sheikh himself didn't have time to do it. Yet, the Ramah continues, Hago Yeshemim Dein Achona Shaykh B'Shalini Yehudi V'Afil Agrebis Atzimugin Shaviyodim Mutaris. The halacha is, this is the way that we pass him. The Mechaber seems to, the Mishabur seems to go this way. Yeshemim. That there's no such thing as Mukta by a guy. Anything which belongs to a guy, there's no Mukta. Mamela Agrebis Atzimugin are not Aser. Any other type of Mukta, L'chura is not aser. Until you hit the Mishnah Berurah, he says that all the Paiskim, all the Achrayim say that there is a limit to this din. And that is, anything which was Mechobar L'Karka is also aser if it belonged to a guy. If it was an apple was attached for Shabbos and the guy picked it on Shabbos, it's Mukta. Nerilid Gomer is Mukta. Something which was Mechobar Seda is Mukta. What's the difference between the two? Says Mishnah Berurah, the difference is whether or not, say Achrayim, Achrayim really is Mavur. That the difference is whether or not it's totally in Haktos Adas or not. Something which is totally in Haktos Adas, that the reason why it's Mukta is because the person is Makta Dait Mimenu, like Gregus Yitzimukin, like other things that's totally in the Das of the. of the violin. So a goy never has access to das. There's never a massive that the goy is makes das for me, because nothing is usher for the goy. So there's no haktos hadas, because the guy could go ahead and do an achan. However, something which is not telling in the haktos hadas of the, something which is be'etzem not mukhan, something which is mukhusr teina, something which is noyel gomer, something which wasn't there at the going into Shabbos, the reason why it's not, it's mukhtel, is not because it's not, it wasn't the violent word making it before Shabbos. It's because be'etzem it's mukhusr hachana. It wasn't in the world b'chlal, noyel gomer. Something like that, that's not telling that Tosa Das of the Bailim and Mimela, everybody's going to be masking that even Shalagoy is going to be Asa. So much of the Chosid Seda, Reilid, Ukadema. Then the Achorim start clearing, what's by Gurgis and Timukim? Gurgis and Timukim, Lachorim, Mitzvara, there's no reason to be Machalik between a Goy and a Yid. Because Gurgis and Timukim, you're right that it's telling his Tosa Das. But there's no reason to say that it's that the Goy shouldn't have been Doit of Yodayim. L'chor is something which is ve'etzem mufka. The whole part is that a guy is not mazcha these things v'yadayim. There's no reason that he's mitzich das from it. He has no yisurim on Shabbos. He can go shechta anyway. These things are not, pashtus is no hetzcha das from these things. And therefore, they're not mukta. The only question is, Gregis v'timukin, why should it be any different than from a yid? Gregis v'timukin are not roi v'chlal. The guy put it onto his roof, and they're going to go ahead and dry out. And once they're in the process of drying, they're not roi to be eaten. So Mimela, there's Be'etma Aktos Hadas, because they're not right to be in the rocks for all intents and purposes. Mimela, Anachanami, Mr. Brewer's Matzad to say the Gregis of Timukar, we're talking about Chozu Vlechozu, but someone who's talking about Chozu is going to be Mukta even if it belongs to a guy. Now, the Bir Alacha brings down another case. He says, Lefi Zed, according to what the Ramah says, the Ena Chana Shach Mishal Ein Yehudi, so he says, Ein Yehudi Shehidlik Nerev Bebein Hashmashis, Vekama Acharkach, Mutil Yisrael Atatla Menor Acharkach, Menislas Benis. Acting, you throw the base going. A yid is by a guy's house for Shabbos in the inn, and the guy lights the candle. The halacha is after the candle goes out, you're allowed to be mitalta to the manure. Why? I became a basis. The chur over here, it should be usher even after it goes out. So the chur, the vart is the same vart. So the way that the Archa Shabbos says it, he says the reason is because basis is miyusid on the fact that there's akhtos adas. Because Miga Diskatali Ben Ashmashis is Katali Kuliyema. From the fact that you're Matche Ben Ashmashis, you lit this candle Ben Ashmashis. We passed him like Rabbi Yehuda when he gave it to Muxa Machla's sister. Since it was Hudcha, there's Akhtar Sadas Ben Ashmashis because of the Isser of the Nair, because of the Shalhevis, which is Mukta, or because you know how to take out from the Shemin, the Mela, everything becomes a Basis. There is Akhtar Sadas going into Shabbos. Therefore, it's Asr for the entire Shabbos. That's only if it belongs to Yid. If it belongs to a guy, there's no access to das. And Mamela, it's mutter. But Lula is Mustafa Namini. You can say that's really telling in how you understand the Lamas Abbasis. If the Lamas Abbasis is access to das, when you put down Mukta on top of Heter, you're showing I don't want to use it for Shabbos. That only applies to Yid. It doesn't apply to a guy. Because a guy, when he puts down Mukta on top of something, doesn't show that he's not using it for Shabbos. He's allowed to be Mustafa. However, if you understand that the word of Mukta of Abbasis is that the estimate turns into a Tophim, it's something which, when you put down Isser on top of Heter, the Heter is serving the Isser. No, not every time, right? You put down a rock on top of papers that they shouldn't fly away. We don't say that the papers are serving the rock. Just because one thing is on top of the next, it doesn't automatically turn into a buses. However, even that it is serving, you put a rock down into a Evan Shabbat Kala. You put money on top into a wallet. Where the bottom thing is serving the top thing, you put oil into a candle, into a Menorah, where the menorah is serving it, then the chorah be'etzim it turns into a basis, whether you like it or not. It's nothing to do with your das. It's be'etzim serving it. The be'etzim turns tuffel. Once it's tuffel, so then it gets the din of the mukta, and the chorah should be mukta for the entire Shabbos. Ken zayn. My submission for us not that way. It says that we mukta the chorah after the candle goes down. Now, what's the story? It wasn't really dealt with, Kaelin. What kelim that belongs to a guy? Klishim not lister that belongs to a guy. Or kli mukta machas sarin kis which belongs to a guy. Is that mukta for yid or not? So the lashon of the Aruch Hashulchan is in Shin Yud Sifdalet. He says hakelim hamuktim aser gam mishalini Yehudi kimuvan. Question: that the kelim of a guy are also aser. Mishal is why. Let's work. I don't really know how many kelim we have over here. Klishim not lister and mukta machas sarin kis. Right? Mukta machas miyus is not aser. Kelim Shemachim, there really is no anything else. There's no Mokshim Achmas Isser. It's not the Kli, really. So we're handling Kli Shemachim Isser and Mokshim Achmas Isser. Kli Shemachim Isser, why shouldn't we tell him Akhtas Adas? The Chari, there's no Akhtas Adas because there's nothing which is Asr for a guy to do on Shabbos. The Chari should be Mutter. If you understand that the reason why Kelim Shemalach Mitzvah are Asr is because the Gzirat Kelim, that you shouldn't come to do Malacha, then in Echanami he's very glad. Then even if it belongs to a guy, there's still that Chashash. I mean, that's nothing to do with Mukhtar. Like we'll see in a second that the guy says that's the reason why Klisha Malach Kelim Isra, you're allowed to be Matatal at Tzarek Uv Mekayme. And if it's in your hand, you're allowed to continue to be Matatal because it's not totally in regular Dini Mukhtar. It's not the regular Mukhtar. It's a special din. We don't find any Mukhtar which is Mukhtar at Tzarek Uv and Tzarek Mekayme. It's a special din by Kelim that Chazal said there's no Machlan Kitinu Shimon Yehuda by Klisha Malach Kelim Isra. It's not a din of Mukhtar Bechlal. It's the name Zeres Kelim, Chazal Aser, because we were scared you're going to come to do Haitah, you're going to do other malachas like the Rambam says. There, Chazal Aser, that you're not allowed to go ahead and be with all these Kelim, Shulit, Zeres Shabbos. Even they can say that when it belongs to a guy also. You have the same Zeres Chazal, Zeres Kelim, that it should apply in Mutakabi Aser. Mokta Machas Sarin Kis, Lachar Bisvar, you can say also the same thing. Just because a guy is not Makta Das, that just means he's not Makta Das from being Mishtamesh with something. Because of Isra Shabbos, because Ukedemeh. Something which is very fragile, somebody has a Swarm Shrunk, which is very fragile and doesn't move it because he's scared it's going to get ruined. So because the guy that owns the Swarm Shrunk is a guy, therefore all of a sudden he's going to move it? The Kherb Esen is Akhtos Adas, because it's so fragile, so therefore there's Akhtos Adas, that should be out there. Alderek, really what the Achrayim asked when he gave Greg Zitimukin. Greg Zitimukin is something which is Be'etim not really. It's not totally in your Das or not, it's rocks. It's automatic that person's back to das. Rock that belong to a guy. Is mutter to be mutatal? L'chor, it's something which is mufgav, mechlal from mishtamshu. It's not a memela. The same thing over here. Something which is very fragile and a person is makbe not to use it for anything else. So then what's the difference that he's a guy? A guy does use it for something else. He's going to use his fountain pen to pry open a door. L'chor, not. L'chor, it's something like that. L'chor, should be mukta even for a yid. I saw that Or HaShabbos brings down from the Prima Gadim. In the Aura, Tafkuf Tzadi Zayin, I think it is. He brings down from the Prima Gadim in the Psicha Tichos Yontif, who says that even Mukta Machl Sarin Kis of a Goy is Taka Mutter. However, afterwards, he brings down from the Chazanish that the Chazanish said, Benegeh Tin Nisarim Shal Balabayat Tatar Mutter, Nisarim Shal Uman, that belong to a Goy, those are Mutter. And the Aura Shabbos wanted a Taino, I don't know if he saw it in the Chazanish, wanted to say, Ken Zayin, the only time that the Chazanish said that was Zafka by Nisarim, something which is boards, planks. Which is bad and really for a lot of things. The Gemara says, if you're miyakid, you can put food on it, then it works. It's not Muktam Shabbos. It's something which has many different Ishtam Shirin. Just somebody who's an Uman is miyakid for a specific thing. There you could say, in such a case, there's Muktam Achasar and Kis. It's Mutter for Yid to use it on Shabbos. There's no Akhtel because Be'etim it has another Ishtam Shabbos. However, something which is very fragile, which Be'etim doesn't have another Ishtam Shabbos, and then it says, in Echanam, it's not going to know Mokam to be Mechalik. Between something which belongs to a guy and something which belongs to a yid. The meal is fountain pen is going to be Aser. Mecham Lassel, Kedemeh. Even if you know it wasn't Klish Mach Lassel. It's Kedemeh. There would be no difference between a yid and a guy with regard to that Aser. Siv Gimel. Bein b'Isra Achil, Bein b'Isra Tiltul, Kol Dover Shei Roi Ben Hashmashe, Sim Yir Boi Dover Shei Nizkalko Ba Bayoim, Mechaz V'Nizkam Ba Bayoim, Chaz V'Tiroi, Am Dover Shukta Ben Hashmashe, Sasa Kol Ayoim. This is the halacha of Ein Muktzah L'Chatzi Shabbos, which the Gemara says is talking about a case where going into Shabbos it was Roy, in the middle of Shabbos it came not Roy, and afterwards it became Roy again. The Moshul, you have a case of Gergis and Timukin that were ready before Shabbos, then it rained on them on Shabbos, and they became not Roy, and then afterwards they dried again, and they became Roy. They go, Chazer to the Teir Nereishim, actually the Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara leaves it off as a suffix. And the way that the Rishonim Paskin is that we go Safek by Safek Darabana Lekula and they're Mekom. Now the Shaila of the Gemara is that only Benegea to Achila or is that also Benegea to Tiltul? Taisus is Mitzadid, we saw in a few different places. Taisus on Mem Gimel, Taisus on Dalam Veit. It's Mitzadid that the whole Shaila of the Gemara is only Benegea to Achila. Benegea to Tiltul, it's Pasha that it's Mutazim Mitatlet. Only Benegea to Achila was there a Shaila. That's the Lashon of Mechaber. Bein Be'etzer Achil, Bein Be'etzer Chotel. And even those that said that the Shalos Benegeet Achil still were Mekel, and we say that it's Mutter, certainly Benegeet Achil. Some hold that the Shalos are not Benegeet Achil. But even if it was only Benegeet Achil, it's Mutter, Ein Mukhtel Chatzis Shabbos. Now that's some of the Ilum asked, many of the Ilum asked, what is the difference between Achil and Chotel? L'chor, why should the Gemara only declare Benegeet Achil and not Benegeet Achil? So you could say, that Achila is much more chomer. Achila is the dinda rice of Mokta. Rashi holds in Bezel, that there is a din d'oraisa zachono by Bechinu, was said by the Mon. That's been get achilam, that a person has to say on Erev Shabbos, mikan ani oichal amocher, he has to be making it din d'oraisa, he has to be making something before Shabbos. As opposed to total moksa, zikr l'kuli alma only d'rabbanan. Mimeo, if it's a din d'oraisa, you could say that we're more machmer, been get to, even though there was no akhtav in Eshmashes. However, clapping the din d'oraisa, maybe there's a din of akhtav even in the middle of Shabbos. But according to those that hold the Ramban, Bezim 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 says, not the way Ramban says, even by Achila there's no tzad that was d'oraisa, it's only a smach of Alma on Bechinu, and that's Lachorin Mashmoy, so many of you showing him, except for Rashi. Where's the Makhna Mechalik between Toto and Achila? I thought maybe Ken's on the Makhna Mechalik is by Gregis Vitzimukin Lamashal, when it went into Shabbos, it was Roy to be eaten. Then it became Eder Roy. It became Eder Roy for what? It became Eder Roy to be eaten. But Be'etzim, there was no Akhtas of Das Benegiah to the total. Going into Shabbos, nothing changed with regard to the total. You still be Metal to them. Rather, there's no reason to be Metal to them anymore because they turned to Eitzim Bahonim. But it's not that it's not Roy. So to say that there was a Hesach Hadas, the pashtus is that the Hesach Hadas is only Benegiah to the Achila. Because there's no reason why you shouldn't be Metal to them. If going into Shabbos it was a Raks, so you had no Das Bechlal, if Gregus and Simukun weren't Roy going into Shabbos, then it's for a Rak for all intents and purposes. Memela, you had the Haksas of Das, the Saibin Geta Chila, Saibin Geta Tiltal, because there's no reason to be Tatal Iraq. But if going into Shabbos was something which was Roy for Tiltal, and then it became not Roy, so you can time it that the Hezcha Das is only Bin Geta Achila, Bin Geta the Tiltal, so you're right that there's no reason, but there's nothing changed Be'etem, clapping the Tiltal, that it's not Roy for Tiltal anymore. It's still Roy to be Tatal. There's just no reason to be Tatal. So Ken Zayn Haksas of Das is only Be'etem Bin Geta Achila, not Bin Geta Tiltal, made the Gemara declared. On Shabbos, Ken Zayn. Yesh mukta lechati Shabbos benegia to achila, benap benegia to total. Now, in the middle of the sif, the Mishnah Berurah brings down what halacha is benegia to the izmil shel milah. What's the halacha of the knife which is used for milah on Shabbos? What are you supposed to do with the knife after the milah? Before the milah, the halacha is, even though many people bring it to shul before Shabbos, I don't know if it's specifically because they don't want to be metatlit shle tzerich, or because tamazay they don't not semuch on the earth. But they leave the often, they leave the knife in shul before Shabbos, and then they do the milah in the shul. The shaila is, what do you do with the knife after the milah? So the truth is, machlekes rishonim, it's machlekes apoiskim, machlekes achronim. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, the Maharil says that it's taka asur, you got to drop it. As soon as you do the ma'aseh milah, you have to drop it. So drop it like a hot potato. It's best to talk about the seven kids. And it was only Roy for you to do the Mila. As soon as the Mila is over, then you have no right to continue holding it. Maybe we've got to drop like half a day. Rabbeinu Yeruchim brings down from the Ramban, they don't have to. That it's mutter to, since it's in your hand, you let it continue being metatlin. The Ramah Patsin is not like the Maharil. The Ramah, it's been Reish Samach Vav in Yeridale. Patsin is not like the Maharil. Mutter letatl izmo, la'achar amila, la'atsniya b'chotzar mu'rif. You let it take it and put it into a safe place. That's the way the Marshal passes. The Marshal says the reason why is because ain't Muktzah L'Chatzis Shabbos, which is the reason why it's doing in the Sif. You don't have Muktzah L'Chatzis Shabbos. Going into Shabbos, Be'etzim, it was Roy, because you're planning on using it for your meal tomorrow. Elamai, after the meal has become Asr, ain't Muktzah L'Chatzis Shabbos. On that, the Shabbos maskim to Ramon the Marshal, in Reish Samach Vav in Yeridale. The Taz there in Yeridale, and by us, he's Chelik, and he says, Mapetom. He says, that's not the din of ain't Muktzah L'Chatzis Shabbos. Ain't Muktzah L'Chatzis Shabbos is when it went into Shabbos, it was Roy. Here, going to Shabbos, it wasn't Roy. You couldn't use it till the milah. You could use it for one thing. Being able to use it for one thing doesn't make it that it's roy. Roy means that you're allowed to use it whenever you want. Going to Shabbos, it wasn't roy. But milah, you're not allowed to be metaltlet. The only thing you're allowed to do with it afterwards is you're allowed to put it into bimasniya in that room. What's special about the room? There's a din dalaram kola, like by until the time of the morning. You're allowed to go in the special heter for the room. So if you look in your day, he says, what's up, Shah? And he says, Master Chiddush, he says, that which the Ramban says, that since it's in your hand, you got to continue being metatlin, that's only because, itiru seifin mishum tchilasan. There's certain things that Chazal matir you to do, lechatchila, because if you don't matir you to do it, so then you're going to, will matter quasi iser, because if not, then you're not going to have simchas yontif, those are the things that Gemara talks about in Beit HaDaf Yud Aleph, or other things. Memela, if a person is not going to be allowed to, if he's going to have to drop his izmil, which cost him $250, like a hot potato after the milah, then he's not going to do the milah on Shabbos. So Memela, Yatir was saving Mishum Tchilasan, that Kedei, that your person shouldn't be, he says this is Shabbat Ramban, Kedei, that a person shouldn't refrain from doing a brit milah shabbos, maybe they mastered you to be mitatvan afterwards to put it in a safe place. But then you only put it in a safe place in that room. Don't take it to somewhere else. Memela b'matzniyed in ba'it cheder, because we gave you a heter to b'matzniyed, so you shouldn't, only to prevent the master, that it shouldn't come to such a master that a person's not going to do a brit on Shabbos. But in a klam, the bet there's no heter total. The Magen Avraham is master for the tzak. The tzak is no heter. He says that which the Ramban says. In other words, he says that as long as you're holding it in your hand, you're allowed to be metatel it. But once you put it down, there is no heter. There's no heter like the Ramban says. That which you're allowed to continue to be metatel is the Magen Avraham l'shitasa. The Magen Avraham holds that any mukta once it's in your hand, be heter, you're allowed to be metatel. Mainly learns the Ramban Kipshutai. When the Ramban says, since it's in your hand, you're allowed to continue to be metatlet, he says, yeah, that's because any mukta which is in your hand, you're allowed to be metatlet. The Goyin is chalik. The Goyin says, no, mapetom. He says, that which you're allowed to be metatlet, something which is in your hand, you're allowed to be metatlet, that's only by klish machle iser. Why? Because klish machle iser, once you took a lezer gufoy and a tzerch makayimai, you're allowed to continue to be metatlet. Why? Because it's not bet the mukta, he says. I'll prove to you that it's not mukta, because even Rishimin, even Yehuda and Rishimin both hold the same thing. Even though there's machlekes always by mukta between Rishimin and Yehuda, over here there's no machlekes. Even Rishimin that doesn't know the mukta still asks it mecham letzel. It's not a din of mukta b'chal. You know, it's zer kalim. Memela has nothing to do with mukta, and therefore once it was in your hands, they can, you're allowed to continue to be metaseh. But something which is be'etzem mukta, the fact that it's in your hands beheter, so what? You got to put it down afterwards. There's no heter to continue to be metaseh. And the truth is that's the way that the Mishnah Berurah is machriya. In Siman Shin Chesiv Gimel, he says that Achrein Amar Mechriya, not like the Magen Avraham, the only heter you have is by Klisha Machla Yisr, but by every other type of mukta, mukta machas gufoy, you do not have a heter to continue being metatlet, even though it's in your hand, beheter. Laloch Lamaito, the Mishnah Berurah Taka goes like the Taz in the Magen Avraham, and he says, he doesn't mention that you have to put it up in the cheder. He says, once it's in your hand, you're allowed to continue being metatlet. He says something interesting, actually. He says,
you're allowed to continue being metatl, kilo, as if that's the way that we're paskin. Now the Mishnah Berurah himself doesn't pass in that way. So either you just say quoting the lashon of the Magen Avraham, and in the Hanami, the Magen Avraham taka, that's what the Magen Avraham holds, but we don't hold that way. It's interesting the Mishnah Berurah is not murder or anything. The Chura, that halacha only applies to klish machle iser, it doesn't apply to other all other types of mukta. But the truth is that if you look in Siman Reish Tamach Vav, in the Bir Alacha, Sif Yud Beis, in the Bir Alacha, Bir Alacha mentions, he says that the din of a Izmel Shomilo is different than all other mukta. He says, Dvarim ha-mukta megufon, ki goin mois va'avonim, she'im bem shum heter totul, afilo tzar gufa mekaymoi, v'not lebiyodim, if you have eitzim va'avonim in your hands, oster leilech imorim lemokar macher, yak rizik, yizrek eitzim, take of. You're going to throw it down, drop it like a potato. Milvad, except for Izmel Shomilo,
here he brings down the svara of the Taz in Yerideya. He says that even though we pass him b'negiyah to all mukta, that it's in your hand, you're not like continue to be metatlet. B'negiyah to Izmel Shomilo, it has a different din. You talk a letter, once it's in your hand, you talk a letter, take it to wherever. What are you supposed to do if you have to do the priya? And you have to put it down. So Mishnah Berurah says you should give it to somebody else, which is massive chiddush, because the Chora would have said there's no difference for the somebody else that's taking it. There's no difference if somebody else picks it up off the table or if he picks it up from the fence. There should be no difference between the two. The Chora is the new ma'isa of Netilas Mukta, even though we saw the Chochmah Shleima. It's Chochmah Shleima we saw in Siman Shin, at the beginning of Siman Shin Ches, who is Takas Mitzadit, that there's Takas no difference. The same way that you're allowed to move your mukta from one hand to the other hand, you also allowed to move your from one person to the next person. As long as it doesn't go down to the ground, it doesn't get put down, then there's no problem. It's not considered a tilt of mukta, it's one hemshah. And we let Taka no isra over here. And that's the way that we pass him when he gets to the knife, that you shouldn't put it down, you should, like a tchila, put it in a safe place before putting it down, or give it to somebody else. If you did, says Mishnah Berurah, but the Yavid, you're allowed to be same on the Ramah, and the Marshal, for some passing that way, in the Shach, that says that it's not mukta machlal, and put it into a safe place. What's that?
Is it dafka in that room?
So over there he says that you should put a bais achidur. In the Be'er Lachai, Taki says that. Now, I spoke to Moel today, and I asked him what he does on Shabbos. So he says, generally you can't leave around the... You can't leave the knife around. That's not an option. Why? Because that's like a broken kli, which is dangerous. That's loigara from the glass, broken piece of the glass, which is zichron muktzah, and you had to pick them up so somebody shouldn't get kli tzbishus around them. However, even though we saw that there's a Be'er Lachai on Tufkof Yud Ches that says you should try to do it, but told him in a tzad if you could. It doesn't matter, it's straight up. Nevertheless, the Mishpash, the Mishpah is they let it just pick it up. That's the case. He says, so once you have it in your hand, you let it pick it up somewhere. So then, he says, put it into your, you can put it into his attaché case. You put it into his tick or whatever it is, that has a lot of other things that are heter. And now you have, be'etzem, a tiltum and a tzad, the tzor of davar ha-mutter. You have a lot of things of heter, and one thing of iser. So elamai, you could do near. So in this case, you can't do near. So chaschil, the question is, should you put yourself into a massive that you could be doing near, l'chatchila, should you put yourself in such matzah? That's the shala. Anyhow, you can't leave it around. Anyhow, you have to put it down somewhere. If you put it into a makim, which is as you'll be able to do the tafla min atzad, then the chorv will recognize the tafla min atzad, so it's never mutter, and there's not so much of an issue. And b'chlal, we always have the mekilim that say b'chlal is hamukzah. So in such a case, chori, you shouldn't have to be machmer. There is a nidin b'chlal, I saw it brought down, a nidin on Shabbos, should you, I asked this moyal also, should you give the knife to the, usually what the moel does is he gives it to the father on Shabbat, he gives it on a regular day, he gives it to the father and he says, you're making me a shliach, and he, right before the milah, you give it back to the kilu as you're being mastering the shliach, you're making a shliach, you give the knife back to the moel and he does the bris milah. Should you do that on Shabbat? Because on Shabbat you shouldn't be matal to the knife for the maitre milah and the chanami. But over here, you don't need it because you'd be mashma shliach. You don't need him to do that. You're making your shliach even without it. As Esmael, he says b'chol, he doesn't do it. His father never did it, so he doesn't. If you remember, so he doesn't. So b'chol, it's not ma'akev. So you can say, yeah, it's from the milam. I saw in the Eitzar Abris from Weisberg that he said from Yashiv that you don't have to ma'akev on that. You could give it to him. I made a bris on Shabbos, so I don't remember what we did. I did not remember years back. That's Sif Gimel. Sif Dalin. Greg. You're not passing me makna to him. You're just using. You're. It's passing his the whole time. You're giving to him. You're just making him a shliach. So the way you're making him a shliach is you're doing a mice that you're giving him the knife. And that's the way you make him a shliach. You don't pass him neither. It's just that maybe it's easier to remind yourself, to remember that that's what you're doing. But pass him, you don't need it. Sif Dalin. Greg is with Timukim. Shahoyu muktzim shigir ben hashmashas far nishyavshu v'hem ruyin la'achila af al pishir lo yodu abaylam bo'is ha'shosh nishyavshu v'achar k'noid lem shibin hashmashas far yivashu mutter. This is straight out of the Gemara. It's not a machlekes b'chlal. Greg used to see mukhin that were put up on Tuesday afternoon. And you thought that going into Shabbos, they still weren't dry. They weren't dry. The lacha is that if you found that on Shabbos, that they were totally dry, to the point that the zikr were dry from before Shabbos, then it's not a problem. It's not considered muktzah, even though you didn't know going into Shabbos, and you're allowed to use them on Shabbos. What's the reason why? The way the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Rashi says, is because the whole Haktzah L'Chatchila was only, I'm putting them up, that I'm not going to use them until they dry. So once they were dry, the Memelu Haktzah left. It was Pukah Haktzah. You don't need, the original Haktzah was only until they dry. So if they dry on Erev Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference that you didn't know about it. There was never Haktzah past the fact that they dried. The people got that brings down from the Vosh, a different reason. It's Mukta B'Toyis. Pashin. You made a tzaris. You thought that it was muktzah, and it really isn't muktzah. Such a case, muktzah b'tzaris is not muktzah. Says the Prima Gadim, we have a nafkamino. What's a nafkamino? The there's many cases that are nafkamino. Any case where a guy thought something was muktzah, and it's really not. L'chur, according to, you don't have the first reason, but you have the second reason. The case that the Prima Gadim is really not, let's just give a mashal. Prima Gadim says, let's say Isser fell into a pot on before Shabbos, and a little bit of milk fell into the chicken, which was the chalent, which was cooking. And you don't have shishim keneged it. The meal entire thing is usher. Now somebody else comes on Erev Shabbos. He sees the chalent. He says, "There's no way that there's going to be enough chalent for everybody here on Shabbos." He dices up a bunch of more potatoes, takes some meat, sticks it inside, and he's mevatel it. He puts in so much that he's mevatel all the iser which is inside. Now it works because it wasn't a bitul iser l'chatchila. The guy didn't know, so therefore it's vatel. And at the end of the day, it's mutter to eat. Comes Shabbos. And the guy looks at his chomp and he sees that his chomp is 60 times the size that it was beforehand. Whatever it is, mashal, mashal b'ahal. You want to know the case? Cherry hechet in the lane, you know. We're going like the Rambam. The Rambam holds that, you know, and it's like fine. We're going like the Rambam. You don't need shishim times. As long as you add more chicken, that's enough. Memela is if it was a chicken chomp. And now I have chicken anyhow. The halacha is, says the Prima Gadim, it's going to be telling these two shitas. If the whole part is that the reason why the Gurik says Mukhanar Mukta is because your Hakcha was only until they dried out, so in this case you don't have that Svar B'chal, because your Hakcha was because it was Isser. There was never a time that you thought this would become Mutter. It was something which is Asser. As opposed to, if you understand this, the reason is like the Vush, because it's Mukta B'tois. Over here it's Mukta B'tois. At the end of the day, we're Taka Mukta. Now the Mishabur only brings down Rashi. The Mashmoy says that he's Taka Asser in such a case. Or it's all the Shmir Shabbat Kachosi brings down from Shlomo Zalman that Ken Zayin, even Rashi is masking to this. He says that Shlomo Zalman's Betzadeh in Perkov Bey Zahar Lamed Hey, that Shlomo Zalman's Betzadeh, that even Rashi is going to be masking the Mukta Betzadeh is not Mukta. All Rashi meant to say is that since he didn't know his whole Akhtar, even though Rashi says that his Akhtar was until is only until it dried, that just means to say that it was takto b'tayis. Because what was this kavanah lechatchila? This kavanah lechatchila was that it should only be, he's only wanted to dry. So, mainly the fact that he didn't know before Shabbos, it was takto b'tayis. Because what was his intention lechatchila? His intention lechatchila was that it should sit up there until it dried. He thought that it wasn't dry. That's a mukta b'tayis. But it doesn't mean that Rashi is takan hamas in such a case. And in a chlami, a mukta b'tayis, the takah would not be considered mukta. There is never became mukta b'chol. You thought it was? I don't know. In that case, until you thought it was going to drip, but you never had a case where it actually dripped. You were presuming that it was going to come to a mouth of a mukta, but you didn't think now when you put it down that it's mukta. I don't know if that's considered the thing. Sifhei, gomer b'diyoda. Gregit etimukin dechazu lechazu, dikin shidachlehu, vikin leyachlehu, I azmenei nafikle, viloi, loi. Avam enim rim vezminim, azman alav milsehim. The Mishnah Berurah brings down on this halacha, the halacha of Gomer B'Dayadim, that it's something which you know is going to be roi in the middle of Shabbos, even though coming into Shabbos is not roi, nevertheless, it's not mukta. For example, you put up a challenge and the challenge is raw going into Shabbos. How are you allowed to eat it? B'chor going into Shabbos, it was mukta. Everything inside the pot was mukta. Your potatoes, your beans, your meat, everything was mukta. Migdus katsar b'nish mashas katsar l'kol yoyima. Why is it an answer? There it is, because it's Gomer B'Dayadim. It's something which you know for sure is going to be roi in the middle of Shabbos. Something which you know is going to be running in the middle of Shabbos is not considered, there's no Akhtas Adas. Even though it wasn't in your hands to do it. Rashi says in based on that Fav Zayin, the reason why Gomer B'Dayadim is not considered Mukta is because since it's B'Yodeh to be Misakin it, therefore it's not being Akhtas Adas. For example, your pot of chalent which is fully cooked, which is boiling hot going into Shabbos, you can't eat it when it's boiling hot, you have to cool it down. Since it's B'Yodeh to take off the fire and cool it down, therefore you're not Akhtas Adas. Says the Achrayim, really the Miri says this also, it's lav dafka biyodeh l'sakinin. Anything which you know bevada is going to happen, then a person is not maktadas. Greg is vitzimukin, you have no idea what's going to be tomorrow. You don't know if it's going to rain tomorrow, you don't know if the sun's going to come out, you know if it's going to be cloudy, you have no idea what's going to happen. So you don't know if it's going to dry. So the Miri is maktadas. Something which you know for sure is going to be ready on Shabbos, then there's no maktadas. That's considered gomer b'diyodim. What's the story with clothing which is wet? You took clothing out of the washing machine, one of the stuff that you don't want to put into the dryer, or you can't put into the dryer because Av Shemul, so you don't want to have your dryer going on Shabbos, so you hang it up. And you know it's going to be ready by tomorrow. What's the halacha with this clothing? Are you allowed to use it? The kid needs clothing the next day, and it's dry. Are you allowed to take it off the line or not? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Semin Shin Ches, Sif Katan Samach Gimel, it has to be talking about that the clothing was slightly dry before Shabbos. Shabura says that if it's so wet that it's tefeach amanas latfiach. Amanas latfiach means that it's wet enough that it touches something else and will make that thing wet that it can make something else wet. In other words, you touch it with your hand, there'll be wet something wet on your hand that if you touch, you'll be able to move it over to something else. If it's that wet, then even if it dried in the middle of Shabbos, nevertheless, it's going to be mukta. The shaila is why? Why should it? First of all, most of our clothing which comes out of our dryer, if your spin works right, shouldn't be that wet. So mela l'chor wouldn't fall into this gedin. The only question is, let's say it was tefeach hamanas latviach.
But I know that it's going to dry by tomorrow. Let's say I put into the dryer, taka. I put into the dryer and let the dryer run. And maybe I shouldn't have. Fine. Or it's in the middle, it's July, August in Eretz Yisrael. The way that the Shemir Shabbos Tichos, I saw as the Shemir. He says, the Chura, this is the case of Gomer B'Dyadim. I know for sure it's going to be Roy. Why? I am my rain tomorrow. I live in Eretz Yisrael. I'm really living here for many, many years. And I know that from after Pesach, from Lag Va'Omer, from Lag Va'Omer until the end of the summer, it doesn't rain. It simply doesn't rain. So there's no tzaddik that it's going to rain tomorrow, and there's no tzaddik that the sun's not going to come out tomorrow. There's no tzaddik that it's not going to be right tomorrow. It's not going to be dry. The chur will be dry, even if something which is soaking wet, it'll be dry in a few hours. Tomorrow, by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it'll be dry. The chur in such a case, there shouldn't be a haktor sadat. I don't know if it's going to be chiluk on Mishnah Berurah. It's coming to he's murder in the tshuva. It's really Shlomo Zalman in tshuva handles this in Minchas Shlomo. But the chiluk, the mashmoi should be that in such a case, first of all, it's not the one that's not tviyach. It seems that even the Mishnah Berurah is masking. That's considered gomer the other. Something which, if you leave it in your house, it could be in the middle of the winter. You left it in your house. It doesn't make a difference if it rains or if it's sunny tomorrow. It doesn't make a difference. I know that in my house it's going to dry by tomorrow. Such a case in the chanami, it's not a problem. It's not muktzah. Something which is the Ve'ach Manas Atzviach, that seems to be the Meshavur's Metzadeh L'Hachmer, and L'Chur, in the case where you know Vada, that it's going to be Roy, L'Chur, the Svar should say, that in such a case, it should be Mutter, even though it's the Ve'ach Manas Atzviach. That's the Fe. Sif Zayin, we're just going to see the beginning of Sif Zayin, and like we mentioned before, and we're going to leave the halachas of the buses, of the pockets, and drawers, for till after everybody sees it, that way everybody can appreciate it, just because it's very, very Negea, and very common. Actually, had somebody, my wife asked me, she says, I went out Friday night, came back, she says, ah, in a muktzah shana. I said, I hope it's something which is negev for chabur. She told me the question, yeah, it's good, negev for chabur. She had a sweater hanging on a hook. On the top of the hook, on top of the sweater, was my jacket. And inside my jacket, Marita jacket. And inside my jacket, there's muktzah. What's the halacha? She let her take off the jacket and get her sweater or not. Now, zikr case meniach. This is a case of a jacket which I use for chol. I'm not planning on wearing it for Shabbos. I know that it's going to be there for Shabbos. I put it there that it should stay there the entire time. What's the halach of the jacket? Am I allowed to take off the jacket like a chila? Do I not have to take off the chid if I'm wearing it? Do I have to take it off? All these shaylas, anytime you find muktzah in your pocket, any ukademe, all those shaylas, we will leave for them to see Beis Hashem, just to get the beginning of Siman of Sif Zayin. Maybe we should leave it. We should leave it for next time. Yes, I think